Welcome to the Arise podcast. I'm Tanya Anderson, CEO at Arise, and it's my real pleasure to have with me today Walter van der Zee, who is a person living with a disability and who receives services at Arise. Welcome, Walter.
Thanks.
So I'm really excited to have you today and to hear about your story. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your disability and just how that came about?
Well, I was with a friend, and he owns a clothing store in the city, and we went to go get clothes in New York, and we came back. He was going to drop me off, and I just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I got let out into the streets by a bunch of little kids, and before I knew it, I was waking up in the hospital.
So you were assaulted in New York City?
Yeah, I was assaulted, and pretty much they found me in front of the fire station on Malloy Road.
Okay.
And the story I got was, I don't want to get too personal, but they found me with my eye to my head and laying there bleeding basically to death.
And how long ago did this happen?
I want to say 2011.
Okay.
I don't really remember anything before my injury. Like, my past is pretty much erased.
Wow.
I remember bits and pieces
right.
of things, like even my son growing up, like I don't even remember like our times together as family or my mother or my past history, like even going to school, I don't remember anything like that.
Wow.
So
and because of that assault, you have a traumatic brain injury, or a TBI.
Yes, correct.
And then you also have some issues with your vision and your hearing as a result of that?
Yes, I'm totally blind in my left eye, and I'm partial deaf in my left ear.
Right.
So it's hard to hear people sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but it's harder to see at night.
Right.
So I go by lights, and I take chances because I love the outside.
Right.
So I'm not going to be afraid because of the situation, you know.
Right.
We live and we learn. And when I was in this thing, I learned I'm not going to live to have a grudge against the people that did this to me.
Right.
I did find out that the person that did this had a newborn child, so I kind of was like, you know, you learn from your mistakes.
Right.
I happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I can't live life with no grudge,
because
it doesn't make things better.
Well, that's a remarkable attitude, and I commend you for that, and I wish more people had that attitude in terms of just looking forward and, as you said, not having a grudge and putting your life back together.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about what your life's been like since 2011?
It's been pretty tough. Like, when I came out of my coma, I had issues with, like, of course I had child support, which I didn't know about any of this when I came out.
Right.
But they continually had me paying child support, knowing that I was injured.
Mm-hmm.
And I was clueless. They bring me to court, I couldn't speak for myself. But they insisted on certain things. But I think this way, that's my son, it's his mother. I can only move forward even with the negative things that happen around me.
Right.
And I try to convert the negativity into something positive because I don't want to have a burden.
Right.
And plus I lost my mother in the meantime of all the stuff.
Right.
And then I lost my father.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't mourn every day, just I gotta move forward.
Right.
You know, and the gift I have to do what I do, I'm trying to stay focused. Like, art is my gate to positivity.
That's great. So let's talk about your art. You, as I understand, have had pieces in our unique art and literary magazine, which is something we've been doing for over 20 years. And talk a little bit about your art.
My grandmother was actually a pretty well-known artist. Her name was Elsa von Freidenberg, also known as Lady Durka, and she did the bust of John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
And I kind of vaguely remember my grandmother, but it's just when she used to talk to me, it's like her vent too. You know, it's a good way to vent, and it's also good motivation. And a lot of people are touched by artwork.
Of course.
And I love art. It's I love the creativity, and it keeps my mind sane. If there's a better way to say it.
Well, I think that's a great way to say it, actually. It keeps, as you said, your focus, keeps you positive. Did you do art before you were injured?
Yeah, actually, I'd done a lot of artwork. I actually used to tattoo, which okay. I got out of because of blood circumstances.
Okay.
And it was just getting too caught. It was just the blood. I'm not a fan of blood.
Okay.
So I got out of that, and I figured, you know, I want to be known, and I always wanted to get my art in a museum. Mm-hmm. So it's one goal that I've achieved, and if I can motivate more people into doing it, because I see it takes your mind and it takes out frustrations if you, like, even coloring a photo or a picture that I've done.
Right.
And I hear the things that the little kids say, it's makes you feel good.
Right.
You know, so I draw all kinds of things. I've done portraits. I've done glass engravings for friends' weddings with their children on the glasses.
Right.
I've done a few oil paintings, but I prefer acrylics and I like inks.
Okay.
But it's very motivational, and I try to stay going forward, not backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If I can achieve my goals, then it makes me feel better. I don't want to be angry ever. That's my focus, is to stay away from the bad.
Right. It's an admirable focus.
Stay in the
focus.
Positive, uplifting spirits.
Yes. So what are, you had mentioned with your artwork that acrylics and the inks are your favorite media. What are some of your favorite subjects with your art?
I like abstracts. I like that you can pretty much change even photos into something. And when I catch a picture, I don't want like to mock anybody's stuff, so I usually go out and I take photos, and okay. I'll pull the image out of a photo and paint it myself, so you can't say, oh yeah, that's a piece of my artwork.
Okay.
No, that's a unique piece of artwork from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I love plants, I love animals, I love the environment, I love nature. So most of my stuff consists of like nature.
Right.
Things that I see on TV and everything that's built up, it all comes from the ideas of what I put on paper, you
right.
know.
So it's a real variety of
yeah,
things that you're doing.
There's a big variety. I can do celebrity sketches. It just takes time for some of the stuff that I do.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff just comes out of my mind, and I wonder where it comes from sometimes.
It comes from that creative place
and
in your brain, right?
And I do in the high spirits, and I'm like, thanks, God, for giving me this gift to be able to do what I do.
Absolutely.
You know? So even with one eye. So when people say negative things, I'm like, no, there's better things out there. You don't have to think that way. Take your negativity and turn it into something positive.
Right.
And you'll feel better about yourself. Don't let the negative things come in. There's ways to block it. If you feel frustrated, go for a walk. Go to the woods and scream and yell.
Right.
Let out, you got to vent.
Have that release, whether yes. it's creative with your painting or something else in
yep,
nature.
Listen to the water, listen to the, just go out and listen to life.
Right.
Not so much the city. A lot of energies can draw from your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep my energy good, because with what you carry, it feeds off to the other people. I live life from energy.
That makes a lot of sense, and I understand that as you are building your best life, that you've been working at Arise to help you with some of that. Can you talk a little bit about the work you've been doing?
With Arise, they help me pretty much take care of things that I can't acknowledge. Like, it's hard for me to do paperwork.
Okay.
It's hard for me to remember. It's hard for me to even speak sometimes.
Okay.
But I just talk about it. I ask questions. I can't be afraid to ask a question. So if I do have questions, like, I'm pretty computer illiterate. Mm-hmm. So I'll let somebody know that, like, hey, I'm not very good on computers, but I do try, and it's never too late to learn anything.
Right.
So when I do try to learn it, and I have a problem, I'll call Kathy from Arise, and she pretty much assists me with, like, getting my stuff situated. Like, after my injury, I became disabled, and I was asking for help from everybody, Catholic Charities, Social Security, everybody. And it wasn't happening. It was like I was getting frustrated, living in the back of a garage with no power, pretty much being homeless. And I got away from people, so I went, and people kept saying, hey, call Arise. I did call Arise. And they told me when I did call them the first time that they couldn't help me because I lived in a garage and that I'm a guy and they couldn't trust the situation. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to reach out again. And I did. And that's how I met Kathy. She came over, helped me do paperwork.
Right.
To help me get my SNAP benefits, to get food, and pretty much assisted me in the things that I needed to get stabilized with apartment living. And I'm very thankful for it. But it's tough when you know that you're injured and not capable of doing these things because of, like, restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
With court systems dealing with all that stuff. It's not easy.
Like, no, this is not an easy system that any of us is navigating.
No, and sometimes you wonder if it's, I don't know, just, it's harder than what people say it is. Like, I want to go now and talk to, like, the courts and say, you know, hey, I'm disabled. And I tried to say that before in the system, and it's like they weren't listening to me.
Right.
You know, and the lawyer goes, well, Your Honor, he can't afford to live with that much money. And basically she said, that's not my problem.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, it sounds like I'm glad you've been able to connect with Arise for a couple of reasons, because number one, you know, you're a perfect example of what we try to do here every day, and that's, you know, meet people where they are in terms of what they need and support them in terms of what they need. So, I mean, the fact that you have a disability and that you're able to recognize where you need some help and where you've got strengths is exactly what we do. And I'm, you know, Kathy is just a fabulous advocate for us, and she's one example of the many people that we have here that listen. Yeah. To the people that connect with us and really support them in being independent. I'm also really glad that you've got your artwork as an outlet for positivity and creativity, and that we've been able to give you a platform through Unique. And you had mentioned that one of your goals was to be in a museum. And that's because we have this wonderful partnership with the Everson Museum of Art in Syracuse that we're able to display that work. I really think that you have a lot to teach people. And do you consider yourself, I know you talk about being positive and telling people not to hold a grudge, but do you ever consider how much you're teaching the people that are around you?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I try to stay going forward and stop thinking about the past, because if I did that, it would hurt more. Like, I went to the library recently and talked about, and I showed them some of my artwork, and I told them that a lot of the art that I have, it could, some things could be explicit, but people don't see it as an art, like us artists see art.
Right.
A lot of people out in the world don't see it as art. They think of it as vulgarity, profanity, and it's not how the past used to be. That was art. It's like Athena or, you know, the water gods or the gods from Greece. I mean, you're going over there and you see the statues. A lot of them don't have clothes on, but people don't see it like that. They see, they see profanity.
But you see beauty, it sounds like, in nature and in everything that's around you.
And to motivate the kids nowadays who have abusive families, mm-hmm. and no creativity, it's almost nice to do stuff like that because it gets these kids out of that mindset, you know. Like the other day I heard a kid say, I wish I had some stuff to color. You know, I was over at the laundromat doing my laundry, and I went over to the lady and I said, hey, can I bring some artwork over here for the kids and the children to color, if, you know, even adults?
Sure.
Can
absolutely
draw or color anything that I have. And I was like, I'll make sure there's no profanity in it. And she's like, yeah, sure. I was like, so I'm going to make pamphlets and stuff for, like, motivation. And even at the library, the little kids, like, and I have a lot of nephews and nieces that are also very artistic themselves.
Right.
At very young ages, it's amazing at the things that you see. Like, I'm like, wow.
It is amazing the things that we see in terms of just opening our eyes and our awareness to the potential of everybody and the value of every person, whether they consider themselves a person with a disability or not. And I thank you, Walter, for sharing your story, for sharing your positive attitude, and for really teaching all of us how to live a better life. Thanks for your time, Walter.
Thank you for having me here.
For more information on how you can support Arise, visit our website at ariseinc.org. Support Arise. Support independence.